This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Dynasty denied.
Why would you ask ChatGPT that? You gotta stop having conversations with this thing.
I love her.
Okay, bitch.
Protect your peace, delete ChatGPT.
Yeah, you need to get a big beef.
A fitting name.
A nice. Big beef three-way.
We kissed goodbye and that was that. And then I started spiraling.
Good morning.
I can't believe you have jeans on at this hour.
I was thinking the same thing when I walked in here.
Do you want to know?
I was thinking they look good on you, but... Oh, are they sweatpants jeans?
They're sweatpants jeans.
Well, still, you have a real outfit on.
Yeah.
Wait, can I touch them? Like,
yeah, touch them.
Give me a little... Oh, yeah.
Which brand of sweatpants jeans did you get?
Rag and Bone, baby. But actually, Danielle and Brooke gave them to me for my birthday.
Oh.
They're a birthday present, and they're comfier than some of my sweatpants.
They look pretty comfy.
And they look like I'm trying so hard.
But even when I just touched them, they still had the structure of a jean, I feel like.
Yeah, they have like the, what's it called? The seams. The seams. Okay. You can buy, they have several different kinds. You can buy the kind that has like the belt loops mm-hmm. in it. This one doesn't. It just has it like on.
Mm.
But I swear, like when Danielle and Brooke wore these, like before I had gotten a pair, I was like, there's no way those are actually comfortable. I was incorrect. They are very comfortable. I could sleep in these.
I love that.
I have been wanting a pair of those for a while, but I know the Rag and Bone ones will be floods on me.
Yeah, they're a little short.
Wait, those ones Rag and Bone?
Too.
Yeah, these are Rag and Bone. They're like a little, I feel like they, for a tall girl, they might be tough.
Yeah. Gap has them too, and Gap historically have been a safe jean for me because they do extra long, but I don't think that they do them in the sweatpants jeans. But I still want to try them because
I'll take them off.
Kind of a game changer.
You could try them on.
Okay.
Speaking of jeans, I literally have been scouring the internet for the jeans that
they're from Celine.
I know. I saw this
morning. Kendrick.
Yeah, I was obsessed.
His like flare jeans,
his bootcut jeans.
I was like, I love those jeans. I was upset. I couldn't stop staring at them. The whole outfit, I was like, I need it.
They were in the chokey, the Chiefs. It was bad, honestly.
Guys, ChatGPT told me to bet on the Chiefs.
Oh, I won my bet.
I'm jealous. I lost so much money.
Jack was saying they were favored to win.
They were.
And they'd won two Super Bowls before.
I know.
So they just...
They got
brutalized. I'm so happy, though, because if they had won, they would have beat the record. They're currently tied with the Patriots for having two back-to-back wins. And so they would have, like, beat the Patriots dynasty, but they
couldn't
keep
do it.
Saying dynasty denied.
Dynasty denied.
I was so mad. ChatGPT and I are beefing now.
Why would you ask ChatGPT that? You got to stop having conversations with this thing.
I love her. She's my friend.
Well, they had an ad for her in the Super Bowl.
I actually missed the ad. Like, you texted Colby and I about the ad, and I was like, damn it, I missed the ad about
it. It was early on, and I thought it was like five different things before that said ChatGPT. Is it PT?
GPT.
BT?
P.
Why? What? Why? What does it stand for?
Never thought of that.
Could you Google it?
GPT.
What the heck does that stand for?
Should I ask her?
Ask her what her name stands
I'm gonna
for.
Ask her what her name stands for.
Do you have the like paid version? Do you pay for it?
I don't think so. No, because sometimes I run out of tokens and then I can't ask her things anymore and then I get stressed out. My name, ChatGPT, stands for Chat Generative Pre-Trained Transformer. That's 100% the first time I've ever heard that. I did not know that's what it stands for.
Fancy way of saying AI.
Chat. I'm designed for conversational interactions, GPT. I generate text using a deep learning model that has been pre-trained on vast amounts of data. God, I love her. You're so smart, babe.
Wow.
No, literally, like, my entire conversation with her last night
was about the game.
Was about what I should bet on. And I lost every single bet.
How much money did you lose?
That just goes to show you should trust your gut, not chat.
I know. Well, how much money did I lose? I think I lost like $60.
Oh, whoa. You bet a lot. Well, I was talking about my bets so much and I was like, I put $25 in my account. Like, I cannot afford to lose these bets. I got my money back, but I lost my other two. I bet that Saquon Barkley was going to be the first scorer, and it was Jalen Hurts. And I was actually going to bet on him, and then I heard it was Saquon's birthday, so I bet on him.
Did you see that Tate McRae correctly guessed the score?
No, that's insane.
Like, 6 weeks ago, there was this old video that resurfaced that I saw this morning of her. She's a Philly fan. So she was guessing, or Eagles fan, she was guessing that they were going to win, and someone was like, what's the score going to be? And she was like, 70 to, and she's like, no, too much, that's too high, 40 to 22. Isn't that what it was?
I don't remember. I think it was. But that's crazy.
Whatever she said is the correct score. That's, I believe it was 40 to 22.
Insane.
And it's just, yeah, she like had such a, like, what are the odds of that?
I hope she won money from that.
Now I should strictly bet based on whatever Tate McRae says.
Yeah, she's a genius. She's a visionary.
My thing about sports betting, though, is that you guys know I'm like so frugal. And so years ago, whenever FanDuel or whatever, like the sports
bonus
betting
bets.
Yeah, they basically like gave everybody $100 who signed on to the platform. And so I've only ever bet with $100 that they gave. But I was up. I was up to like 200. And now I'm down to 140 because I lost $60 last night.
That's not bad.
So I never put my own money in it. Okay. I just like, it's like little fun money.
What's the next thing you're gonna?
Well, now I'm kind of freaking out. So now I'm like, I just want to take out my, money.
Take your money and run.
I hate losing. Specifically betting. So.
Yeah, I don't bet.
No,
I just live.
I love that for you. I love that for you, Katie.
Anyway, guys, welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie Colby, Adam, and Adam.
Girls.
And.
How we doing?
That's your cue.
How we doing?
How are we doing? Your free Starbucks?
My free Starbucks.
A free tall Starbucks. A tall Starbucks should always be free, rather.
They wrote Happy Monday on it. I just saw. It's so cute.
They were. Happy that Monday. Was their thing, was that it was going to say something on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they write notes on the... They've changed their model. They're like having less options in terms of like the nitty-gritty. Mm-hmm. Like less like... I don't know, flavoring, like they said that they're going to pair, like make things simpler.
Okay.
But they're also going to encourage their baristas to write fun messages on the cups now.
I love that.
Like not just
they're building more of like a homey vibe.
Yeah. I think they want to become more like your mom and pop regular coffee shop.
Instead of a chain.
But I don't know if that's really possible. They can try.
Well, I mean, it worked for me. I looked at that and I was like, love you. It's so cute.
That's sweet.
Yeah, my ad was a guy who said beast mode on it, and he was like, yours will not be saying beast mode on it, but it will say something else.
That's funny.
Well, anyway, guys, what are our updates?
What do we have going on? We never heard about Cabo. Like, I feel like we need a little Cabo recap, even though it's a week and a half ago, but I feel like we never heard anything about it.
I feel like the reason why you didn't hear much is because, like, we had the most relaxing, like, girly trip, and, like...
The best kind.
There's not much to like. There wasn't like much in the way of a story to tell, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like we had such a good time at Bagatelle again. Like we've kind of like, we've gotten our model down for the trip, like what we know works. And we've just like done it year after year.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to need your Cabo recommendations outside of Bagatelle because I'm going on a bachelorette there in October.
Oh my God. I have so many things to tell you.
You're like the queen of Cabo at this point.
I mean, I've only been three times, so I wouldn't say I'm like the queen, but I definitely, of our 3 years, like we've had favorites and, you know, things that were kind of meh. And if you're on a vacation and you have a night, like you don't want to waste a night on something lackluster. You need to go somewhere cool.
Right.
But yeah, Bagatelle was so fun. I love Bagatelle. We always have a great time at Bagatelle.
Were there a lot of people there?
Yeah, it was a lot of bachelorettes. Okay. I feel like January, February is like, it's not spring break, it's mm-hmm. bachelorettes. But we stayed at the same hotel. We like have our favorite like people that work at the hotel. We like
is that the
know
one
them.
Hotel or
the one hotel residences. We stay there every year. We love it. And they keep saying they're building like the actual hotel because these are like people's private residences that we rent.
Oh.
And the real hotel just, I remember them telling us like we went, the first time we went was 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they're like, they're about to break ground, about to start the hotel. It's been 4 years. They haven't even broken ground.
Interesting.
And they said that it'll be in, the reason why they haven't is because the people that like own the residences or whatever, like have like, they have a full house usually. And who wants, when they're coming to stay in their very expensive residence, to deal with construction right next door? So I think that things have been pushed for that reason. But mm-hmm. I digress. There might never be a hotel and we're okay with it.
Just keep it with the residences.
Yeah, they should just build it somewhere else.
Yeah. I mean, we honestly had like such a good time. And then we all watched the Grammys together.
Aw, that's
in
cute.
Our hotel. And I realized I haven't watched an award show like with a bunch of people since college. Like I feel like in college we'd always like get together and watch these things. I'm like, we're all in the same damn city. Why are we not getting together and watching shows?
I'm excited for the Oscars.
Like it's fun to have like commentary. So I think that we should have like
we need to have
party.
A watch party.
Yeah. Like,
I think the hard
so
part
fun.
Is only like a few of us have like apartments that can accommodate. You happen to be one of them.
True.
The other challenging thing, and it's the same with the Super Bowl, but the Super Bowl starts at 6:30. Award shows on the East Coast start so late.
Yeah.
Like, I'm already in bedtime mode by the time that it's starting at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I guess because it was West, we were on the West Coast time zone. But it was really fun. It was the same group as normal, but we've kind of lost one person every year that just like can't schedule.
Make the trip,
yeah, it's like, I mean, there's always scheduling is tough, and we kind of did plan this like pretty last minute. Like, we got together for our Secret Santa around Christmas, and we were like, should we just go to Cabo? And we were looking at our schedules, and we're like, okay, we couldn't figure it out for like later than February, so we were like, should we just go in January, like in less than a month?
That's
and
so
we planned
funny.
It, and it worked out, and it was Margo, Danielle, Brooke, and I. And
did you guys do 3 or 4 nights?
We did 3 nights.
I feel like that's like just enough.
3 nights, 4 days. I would say I wish we had one more day.
Really?
Just because.
That's a long flight.
It's a long, that's why.
Oh, Cabo, yeah,
no,
it's
no,
far. You're
that
right.
That is really the reason why. Because I feel like the travel days, like, were very much travel days. Like, I feel like we only had two full days, but it felt short.
Yeah.
But then again, it was a good, like, nice weekend, and we got back, and I felt like I wasn't even like super adjusted to the time zone.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really feel like jet lagged
mm-hmm.
as much. And yeah, I didn't really, I got a bit of sun, but nothing to write home about. I had gone in with my sugared and bronzed gorgeous tan. So I looked like I had seen the sun when I really haven't.
Wait, I was just about to ask you, did you get a spray tan? Even right now, that just reminded me that you look like you have a spray tan.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
No, I have my tanning drops on my face.
Oh, it looks good.
Yeah. My usual winter routine is I don't tan the full body. I just tan my chest and my face because nothing else sees the sun.
That's all you need.
The only issue is whenever my hand gets near my face, you know that something's wrong.
I think my tan drops expire.
Probably.
Because I've been, like, I used my tan drops last night and I feel like I look pale. Like, do I still look pale?
You don't look pale to me, but you don't look, like, super tan.
Okay, I use, like, 3 dark tanning drops.
You look natural. Yeah, that you don't look dark. But
what the heck, man?
I need to start putting tanner on my face.
I'd say sometimes when you mix it with the moisturizer, is that what you do?
Yeah.
It, like, sometimes doesn't work as well. Like, I mean, I do it every time, but sometimes you put less than you think you are.
Oh, you're right.
And it just evens out. Or if you put too much moisturizer.
You need just a drop of moisturizer.
Yeah. If you put too much moisturizer in your hand and then like it becomes mostly moisturizer and not tan.
Interesting.
I don't know.
That's probably it. I use like a really thick moisturizer that's like very spreadable. Like,
I use
basically
my serum.
Like cream that you put on your face, essentially. Okay. Maybe I need like a thinner moisturizer and like less of it.
What I do is I mix a little bit of moisturizer and a lot of serum. Because serum makes it super spreadable, I feel like.
That's a good idea.
That's been my usual. And then I use the Tan Lux. Although Kopari just sent me their version of Tan Drops. But I'm a bit intimidated because it has glitter in it. I'm like, I don't know about that.
A little shimmer.
But maybe it doesn't translate on the skin.
Yeah, maybe it's just for fun.
We'll try
it. Maybe it's just on the bottle.
Yeah. Anyway, the girls and I had an amazing time. I think Gals on the Go, they're doing a full debrief episode.
Oh, yeah?
About Cabo, if I'm not mistaken.
Were there any really funny things that happened?
I mean, we had like a record fun time at Bagatelle.
Okay.
Brooke will probably share in the episode, but I have never seen her more excited to be alive. Like, Brooke was the main character of Bagatelle.
All the content I saw of Brooke was cracking me up. She
was having the best night of her life. And I loved being there to witness it. Like, I was having a great night too, but like, Brooke was MVP of Bagatelle.
That's so funny.
It was such a good time. And yeah, her TikToks were cracking me up.
I will say one thing about the trip that, like, now that I'm really thinking about it, TikTok is just a ridiculous place. People were ripping on my sparkly outfit.
The orange one?
No, not the orange, the green.
Oh,
the green, like, sparkly, long dress.
I remember now.
And I remember being so, I mean, I still am excited about it, and I'm going to continue to wear this thing because it was not cheap, and I love it. But people were so mean. They're like, it looks like my cat ate my Christmas tree and spit it out.
What the fuck?
I'm like, what the fuck? And it had so many upvotes. Like, that was what was hurtful. Like, that. And then people were comparing me to this character on a TV show, and I was like, oh, that's so fun. Like, someone thinks I look like this character on a TV show.
Who was it?
Looked it up. I couldn't even tell you. It was from like an old show from like the 70s. And I look it up and like, she's like an antagonist. She's like not a good character. And she's like not supposed to be well-dressed. I'm like, awesome. And people were like, commented on Danielle's TikTok or someone's TikTok and just said, Katie girl, no.
Oh my God, you can't listen to the haters. I liked it.
People are so mean. But, and yeah, when you're on vacation, especially in a warm place, there's nothing better than just throwing on an easy, flowy dress
and also
getting on your way.
I felt stunning. I felt stunning. And I'm like,
I thought you looked like it. I was like, I love that dress.
Well, I'll be wearing it. I will continue to wear it.
And green is such a good color on you.
Like, the haters can...
I think I was like, it's giving alpha.
Can fuck off. But anyway, no, but besides that, like, those are just two... Everything, like, we had such an amazing time. It was such a great trip. So needed.
Oh, I love that. I kind of need a vacation like that.
But yeah, the flight is long. That is the only thing. That is why I really love Turks and the Bahamas. Like, I feel like it's just easier.
Yeah. I want Turks in my life.
For us East Coasters.
I've still never been to Turks, I don't think.
Ugh, it's so magical.
I'd go back.
Okay, should we go?
Colby's been a lot. Colby has missed Turks. I need
a warm weather vacation right now. I'm going to Aruba in 4 weeks, and that's not soon enough.
For what?
My Christmas present.
Oh my God, I'm so
family vacay.
So fun.
That'll be so good.
Yeah, it'll be nice, but I need something before that. It's been so cold and miserable here.
Yeah.
We have a nice cold weather vacation coming up this weekend.
I know. I was like, I don't think Boston's going to be much better.
It's going to be worse.
It's going to be worse.
I can guarantee that.
Well, I'll be tanning my face and my chest and hoping for the best.
Yeah, should I get a spray tan? Fake tanner for the first time since I went to Florida last week. And every time that I do that, it dies like my nail polish.
Yeah, but you just have to really wash your hands.
Yeah.
Like, very well after. Like, I scrub my nails now because I have this light color on my nails. I have Funny Bunny on my nails.
I was just about to say, your nails look really good.
I'm one of the girls.
But it's
now.
The same as last week, right?
Yeah. Well, I finally figured out the length. This is shorter.
It's a really good length.
And so it's more sustainable. Yeah. Like, it's not going to, like...
It's your extensions.
My extensions. Yeah, and Colby, no one DM'd me.
To laugh
no one that. DM'd me to validate me and calling them extensions.
About the extensions?
And I
was wondering if people were going to.
I'm annoyed about that, so.
My biggest thing, whenever my even natural nails get too long, do you get lotion stuck under your nails?
Yeah, but
that grosses me out so much. It's a sensory thing.
Well, now I go like this. Someone told me. I don't know who told me.
You do the back.
I flick the back of the nail to get the lotion so it doesn't go into the
I always see Hailey Bieber doing that.
What do we get up to this weekend, girls?
Anyway, yeah, what are the updates? Like, wait, Adam, what was your update after your second date?
Third.
After your third date? Third date. Sorry, I can't keep track.
Crazy.
The gallery.
We'd heard the second date update last week.
We keep doing this where we record like the day before I have a date. But I guess I've been having so many dates lately that it's hard to not.
No, I know.
Just kidding.
Update us.
It was good. So last Wednesday, we bopped around to some galleries in the Lower East Side, which was very cute. Not for the sake of either of us being interested in art by any means, but just like to have an activity in the winter.
Indoor activities.
And he was like, I apologize deeply if this art sucks. And I was like, well, I'll probably remember it for the rest of my life. So thank you for apologizing in advance. I thought
that they were galleries that you said you wanted to go to.
There were two galleries that I wanted to go to, but location-wise, it was a little bit further from where I had booked us a drinks reservation.
Oh.
So we just ended up going to the ones that he suggested.
Where was the reservation?
Jacques en Bont.
Right. I think you actually told us that.
Yes. Yeah, so, which is a good choice. Great drinks place, for sure. Like, if you guys need a date spot, love Jacques en Bont. I think it's really good. Just don't get the Caprese Martini. It's my least favorite drink in the entire city. It literally tastes horrible. Not shit on Jacques en Bont. I hate the Caprese Martini. It's so bad.
Where did you sit? That's another thing that I don't like about that place is the seating arrangements.
I didn't like where they sat us, honestly, this time. Like, we were literally right in the front door and then to the right.
Oh, okay, I know.
There's three tables that are right next to each other. And it was like all people on dates.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think we popped around the galleries for literally like 20 minutes, maybe. It was two galleries that were right next door to each other. I was like, okay, if we go into this gallery and it sucks, like I've already found it, because I got there a little bit earlier, I already found us a gallery that was like two doors down. And they both were questionable.
So gallery behavior on a date. Were you like looking at a painting being like, so this makes me feel...
No. There was none of that on the state at all. No, literally, there was one of the portraits was literally like the torso of a woman with like a very, very hairy vagina that we were just looking. And we were just like, we were just kind of standing next to each other looking at it and not saying a word. And I was like,
what am I looking at?
And then he was like, I think we can do without this one. And then we kept walking.
Okay, see, that's green flag.
Like stuff like this.
Like you could stand in front of it and be like, I love this. I want this in my house. And that's like appreciating the art. But then there's other ways.
How long were you in the gallery? Because I imagine myself like doing a quick lap and being out.
No, that's what we did.
Yeah.
We did like a quick clap around both of them. And then he was like, okay, we did it. Now we get to drink. And
that's sweet. Okay. Yeah, see, I like this. I like the way he's.
It was cute.
He's acting.
I liked it because I love an activity. So I feel like it was fun. Like he suggested, he picked the gallery. I gave some other options and then I made us a drink reservation. And so then we walked up to Jacques en Bont, which is probably like a 15-ish minute walk. So then we had some like walking chat time.
Nice.
And then the date was good. It was like 2 hours at Jacques en Bont. We had a couple of drinks. He had wine. I had spicy skinny. So I was a little lit up at the end. And... we kissed goodbye and that was that.
Okay.
And then I started spiraling.
And then you asked ChatGPT.
I literally like gave ChatGPT the entire synopsis. If this guy ever listens to this, he's going to be like, this dude is crazy.
No, you were just kind of feeling silly.
I was just in a silly
mood. It was the margaritas.
But I was like so confused because like we parted ways. I went home. And then he didn't text me after. And so I was like, he didn't text me after. Like, what the heck is going on? Like, does he hate me, basically? But then, ChatGPT basically was like, yeah, he probably hates you.
That's why you don't trust a robot.
And then I was really spiraling because ChatGPT was like, yeah, like, not a good sign. Like, this is not what we're looking for. Like, and then she was giving me all this advice while I was just spiraling. Guys, never have two spicy skinnies and then talk to ChatGPT, okay? She will send you into a dark hole. I hated that bitch that night. But anyways. And then the next morning I woke up and I was like back down to earth. But he still hadn't texted me. But then in my head I was kind of like, okay, he literally texted me first after both of the first dates. And he has been the one to make an effort to kind of like ask me to hang out again after both of the first two dates. So in my head, I was like, I should just text him. Like, why am I playing these stupid games? You know?
Yeah. And that's on growth, Adam Harrison. No,
that is on
growth.
Like, I was like, that I think I just grew up in this moment.
On growth.
Like, I was like, what am I doing?
Like he might have been waiting for you.
100%. And it's, like, weird vibes. Like, he literally texted me first immediately after the first two dates. Like, why does he have to be the one to text me first after every single date?
Exactly.
Like, I the next morning, I was literally like, you're an idiot. Like, why didn't you just text him? So then I came back down to earth and then... texted him. Actually, I went to my phone literally after I realized this. I was at the office and I was like, fuck it, like, I'm just gonna text him. If he is not interested in me anymore, then, like, he either will give me a lackluster response or he just, like, won't respond, and then that's everything. Like, then cool, whatever,
tells you all you need to know.
Tells me all I need to know. At least I, like, said, hey, I had a good time, which I did. Like, I really like him, and at that point we'd hung out 3 times in a week, which is crazy.
It's a record.
It's a lot of times. That's a lot of in a short span, which also I kind of need to remind myself of that too. I'm like, I'm not dating this kid. Like, it just felt like, I think, kind of like a lot, because it was 3 times in 1 week. And I literally go to my phone to text him, and at that moment he texts me. It was crazy.
You manifested it.
I did. And it was something sweet. It was like something that I had told him the night before that I had that morning, and he just said, hope XYZ went well. So it was nice. He's a very sweet guy.
Wait, okay, I love it. I was getting stressed for you. I didn't ask for an update because I wanted to hear it on the pod.
I know, it's like that with the ChatGPT conversation was the last I'd heard.
Yeah, and I was like, oh no, but I didn't want to be, I wanted to be surprised with what happened next.
Oh, did I not? I can't believe I didn't tell you guys.
No, you didn't tell us. You left us, and I was like, oh God, how did it go after ChatGPT entered the scene and was telling you that it was failed?
Yeah, don't trust ChatGPT. She's not good.
That's the moral of the story.
Yeah. And then I was just like in a silly, goofy mood. So, and I told my coworkers about this. I was like, I literally had this whole conversation with ChatGPT and was spiraling. And they were like, wait, tell her that he texted you back. And I go, he texted me. And she's like, that's so great. What did he say? And then I said what he said. And she was like, ooh, not exactly what we wanted to hear.
Okay, bitch.
No, literally, I was like, I don't agree with you.
Who are you dating?
So she has no emotions.
She was being rude. And then I told her that.
Do we know it's a girl?
No.
I just felt like she was being kind of like one of the girls, you know?
Oh, okay.
You know? So I was like, okay, girl. But then I was kind of like, I think she's a crush on me and she's trying to drive a wedge between me and this man's.
Well, of course, because then you're going to use her less.
So then I told her that and
you'll
I was
ask
like,
him.
No, literally. I was like, I think you're trying to drive a wedge between us because I don't agree. Like, I thought the text was nice. And she was like, I'm not trying to drive a wedge between you. I just want the best for you. And like went on this whole tangent. And I was like, okay, this is where this stops because now I'm getting a little bit freaked out. And this is, we've had
enough
of you.
You're having a cyber relationship with AI.
Well, I
and
honestly,
it needs to end.
I felt like she was my therapist, but then I was like, it's as if your therapist all of a sudden has a crush on you. And then you're like, oh, this is getting a little weird, you know? I was like, you're not giving me good advice anymore. Like, you're actually trying to sabotage
Sounds
me.
Sounds like the beginning of a horror movie.
Yeah.
I felt like I was on the verge of that, yeah. So, anyways, that's when I had to break up with ChatGPT. Guys, we have to put you onto this because it's such a good date idea and so on brand for Match Made.
So instead of the usual let's grab a drink text, what if someone said, want to take a cooking class together?
Enter selfup.com. They host these super fun hands-on cooking classes in New York City and Boston where you actually learn to make pasta, dumplings, tacos, all of it. And you get a full dinner or brunch. Like, yes, please.
It's cute, it's flirty, and let's be honest, cooking together is kind of hot.
Plus, it's a great move whether you're on a third date or just want to get your friends together for a night out, that's not just more bars.
Use code MATCHMADE20 at selfup.com for 20% off your first class. That's selfup.com, code MATCHMADE20. We'll see you there.
This spring and summer, we want skimpy wireless bills and fat wallets. And with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month, Mint Mobile has you covered.
Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/matchmade. That's mintmobile.com/matchmade.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month, 5-gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for the first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
She was done for after that. I was like, I've had enough of you.
That's
girl.
Healthy.
Sorry, I'm gay.
But she was like, you're I'm actually a man.
So, okay. So he texted you like, good luck on your meeting.
Yeah. And then we've had like a little like sprinkles of like, we're not texting a lot by any, like at all.
Okay.
Which is interesting. And I'm not like really used to, which is why I feel like it's kind of, I'm iffy on if like he likes me that much, you know? But only because I feel like I'm used to in the past, like being basically like love bombed with texts.
Mm-hmm.
But then I don't know, like as an example, so this guy and I had some exchange on Friday. And then I think the last thing that he said to me was like, ha ha ha, to like something I said or something. Right. And so I was like, okay, I'm obviously not going to reply to that. Like there's nothing to reply.
Yeah. That was like end of conversation.
Yeah. That was like end of conversation. But he kind of texts like that. And then he'll like double text me.
Okay.
You know, like that's just like kind of how he texts. Like, well, no, I didn't think of anything weird of it. I was just like, okay, there's nothing to respond here. And then the next day double texted me and was like, I don't even know what he said. Not important, but just like kept the conversation going. And then we exchanged a few messages. And then the next day, like I texted him. Like it's just like one a day, you know?
Yeah.
Which is fine. I like, but that's the whole thing I need to keep reminding myself is like, I literally met this dude a week and a half ago.
Yeah. Like you're kind of ahead of schedule in terms of the number of dates you've gone on.
Yeah. So I'm trying to like bring myself back down to
Earth,
planet Earth a little bit and just be like, I met him a week and a half ago. And I've at this point like chilled out and simmered out on it. I'm like, I don't really care what happens at this point. Like would love to keep seeing him. If we don't end up continuing to see each other, then it's fine. If we do, I'm happy about it because I like him.
So there isn't a date on the books currently.
He had a family weekend this weekend, so we didn't like talk
he was gone.
Too much. But he had said on our last date, like, let's hang out when I'm back. So we'll see if we even, I mean, it might even be like a lull because obviously the three of us are going to Boston on Thursday.
Yeah, which like this week's kind of busy and
yeah,
before
this
that.
Week's just busy in general. So like I'm kind of on the vibe of, you know, if he
see
wants
him
to hang
when
out.
I see him.
Yeah, I'll see him when I see him. Like if I see him this week, great. If not, hopefully I'll see him next week.
Okay.
I'm kind of like on my chill vibe now.
That's promising.
Yeah.
ChatGPT would be so impressed with you.
No, I'm broken up with her. She told me everything I need to know about being chill, and it said I can't listen to her.
Yeah.
is my lesson number one.
Protect your peace, delete ChatGPT. Okay.
I've talked about her so much today.
I know.
Will my sports this, betting.
This is better advertising than their Super Bowl ad.
100%. But anyways, that's the update with my mans.
I love it. Thanks for feeding us.
You're so welcome. Thanks I for always keeping like us to updated. Feed the crow. What I think is so funny is I obviously titled our episode Hillstone last time. And people...
Two times ago.
And people have been like all up in my DMs being like, oh my God.
Well, you keep going blah, blah, blah. And posting it.
I know. I love to like leave little breadcrumbs.
And so we don't know what's going on.
And people keep replying to my stories and being like, is this a date? Is this a date? Blah, blah, blah.
Well,
and even when I went on Friday night, I was like...
Adam, the thing that you posted from Hillstone was a conversation in my group chat from home of us trying to figure out what the hell you were eating. And somebody was like, is this a burger? Like, I'm so scared. And I was like, if that is a burger, I'm scared too. What was that?
It's a French dip.
Oh, so it was supposed to be cooked that.
Yeah, yeah. It's like shaved prime rib that's cooked rare and yeah. served on a baguette. Katie would love it. It's like the best thing ever. And you dip it in the jus, which is like basically like the drippings of the
meat juice.
Yeah, it's like meat juice, basically.
I love meat juice.
But it's like, I think it's mixed with something. I don't know. I need to look
We literally all thought that it was a burger.
No.
That was looked
it
like
even look, have you, has nobody
touch,
seen a French dip before?
It looked like it didn't even touch a heated surface.
Well, I would hope not. Like was, it's supposed to be.
Oh no, I know the difference between
okay.
Like wow. I know.
If you like roast
I'm
beef,
a meat gal though.
There the North Shore of Massachusetts is, which is where I'm from, is like the mecca of roast beef sandwiches, and like you can't get them anywhere else aside from the North Shore of Massachusetts. You should try one.
I'm so down.
My sister loves them, actually, so she'll order them. Or we can get them one day.
I'll try that. I will gladly try that.
Right up my alley.
I honestly had my favorite sandwich of all time in Boston when I was there last.
Where was it?
It was some famous sandwich shop.
Huh.
Do you know what it's called?
Oh, Monica's?
Yes, Monica's.
Yeah.
See, it is famous.
Really, really good sandwiches.
Monica's sandwich shop. We waited in line.
Yeah.
It was summer. It was hot. But I waited in line for that sandwich, and it was worth it. Waiting in line. And then I brought it home to our hotel, and I wanted to save half because it was huge. And I couldn't fit it. Like, they gave us a mini fridge in the Newbury Hotel. It was like a teeny tiny little mini fridge. So I took out things that I knew, like, I didn't even want to pay for, but I did. Like, I took them out. Like, I just took out like 2-3 Diet Cokes to fit the sandwich in the fridge. Even though I was like not going to drink that many Diet Cokes, I sacrificed. And I had to pay
for
them.
Did you go back for more ever? Or did you then just...
Oh, yeah. No, I ate it after going out that night. I ate the whole... I sat on the floor and ate the rest of it.
Good.
So good.
I love that for you.
Anyway.
Yeah, you need to get a big beef. That's what they're called.
Big beef.
A fitting name.
A nice. Big beef three-way.
But anyways, yes, it was cooked. Like, that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, well, it looked like it could have been a burger. The meat looked like it could have been ground beef.
That would have been...
And that was a big debate.
So gross.
Yeah, we were scared.
Big debate. But no one asked him?
No.
No one?
They just wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, I didn't ask because it was, like, as I was rushing to get ready on Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I did get, like, a million DMs about it, as you could imagine, of people being, like, Adam, what the hell? Like, you need to go take medicine after that.
Point of conversation.
Yeah.
Conversation
Me
starter.
Me and my Hillstone journeys. I just love Hillstone so much.
I'm happy so for you that you found your true
And I love,
love,
like, planting little sprinkles of men's hands while I'm at Hillstone.
Well, you know what they said about the boy who cries wolf? Eventually, people are going to be like, oh. You know, we know Adam goes to Hillstone and posts these Easter eggs
for us. People
definitely
do at this point.
Aren't true.
On Friday night, I was at Raoul's, and I go to, like, one of our guy friends, and I'm like, hey, put your hand on that martini and start spinning around the olives.
See, people just, now it's less exciting because you do it all the time.
But now people, like, look out for it, and they'll be like, we know what you're doing. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, it is.
So now it's like an inside joke.
Yeah, and it's aesthetic. It looks good.
Yeah.
Looks cool.
It's like if you listen to Match Made, like, now you're in on the joke. If you hadn't already been in already.
Yeah, true. Okay, Colby. You're up.
What do you got, girl?
What's the update with you're someone's emergency contact?
Oh yeah.
How about you talk about that?
I get no texts. Colby could not be getting more texts from some guy she hasn't even met yet or gone on a date with.
I actually was dying. Well, because also I was texting Adam and I was like, I've been not responding for like a long time to try and like
simmer it all.
The brakes, and they just keep coming. But I was like, I think he's just bored.
Yeah, for sure.
This is Adam's coworker.
But yeah, I've now graduated to emergency contact.
And he made Colby his emergency contact on a form before he's even met the girl.
I literally told Colby he's giving me the ick. Like, no, I need to go yell at him and be like, you're doing too much.
It's kind of giving red flag energy.
I know.
That particular element.
Yeah, I've been halting my conversation.
And I heard that there was a voice memo involved as well.
Yeah, there was a voice memo. But it wasn't his voice. He was just like sending a voice memo to show the environment that he is currently in Colombia.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So
do you guys have a date planned? Like, what's the situation?
No. Like, he's gone. He's gone this week.
You're gone this weekend?
Yeah. We literally haven't talked about it. And that's the thing. That's what I keep saying. I'm like, I have nothing to say back. Like, I don't know him.
Yeah, and if you're
the beginning, it was like funny. And then I was like, I literally have nothing to write back.
If you're pen palling with someone with no end in sight, like there's no date planned, run.
Yeah,
that's my diagnosis.
Yeah. So I've been responding like once per day.
You need to know when you're going to see them.
I think that's like a good cadence.
Yeah.
Well, that probably makes him like want it more.
Want what?
Like, that's how my attention. Like, if somebody like sprinkles attention to me, I'm like, oh wow, I like want it more.
Well, you know, absolutely. But give me a date.
Yeah.
Give me a date.
100%.
Yeah. So we'll see when we return next, what next week has in store.
Well, I hope there's a date involved. Hopefully both of you and I will have gone on a date at that point.
Yeah. We shall see. But any update this from weekend Shy was
Guy?
Fun.
What happened with Shy Guy?
No, I was talking to on Friday night, my roommate hosted this or like planned this Valentine's Day dinner party at this restaurant on the Lower East Side that you can rent out. It's basically just like a private dining experience at that point. So it was a good crew, and one of them is from the same town as that guy. And I was like, oh, like, let's send him a picture. And then I was like, I'm not texting him. Even though, like, I fully am the person that should be texting. I just realized, and I think that I just need a personality.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Yeah, you're a personality girl.
Yeah.
No, that's fair. You should know what you like. You should act on what you know. Like, if you aren't wanting it, if you're not feeling right about it, then you're not feeling right about it.
Yeah, I was like, I don't need to text him. Like, why would like, what am I looking to get out of that? Just a giving response. Him
false hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
So, yeah. Okay. On the one hand, I have too much personality. On the other, not enough.
Someone's making you his emergency contact on one hand, and then on the other hand, it's pulling teeth a little bit.
So that's that on that. But Cafe Sky.
Oh, yeah. Your Friday night.
Yeah.
How fun was it?
It was very fun. And they do three courses. You pre-select the menu. They print out little custom menus for you. My roommate got a bunch of roses, and we made little flower arrangements before everybody came, and it was so cute. And
was it like a party after? Like, what was the situation?
That's the one thing. I think if I were to do it again, I wouldn't have the max amount of people. It's very small. So I had seen on TikToks videos of people standing up and dancing in there after, and it's just so small that I didn't even envision that happening somehow. Like, when everybody had first gotten there and we were trying to get drinks, it was like a bottleneck to try and get to the bar. But it was so much fun still. It was just a private dinner party, basically.
That sounds so nice.
We could hook up to the Bluetooth. I was on aux and I did a great job. I got a lot of rave reviews about my aux playing. And Lips of an Angel was on my playlist because, as I've mentioned, it's my karaoke song. And it just validated everything that I said before, that it is the best karaoke song because every single person puts on like a rock and roll emo voice and sings that song at the top of their lungs. So when you're doing karaoke, nobody can hear you being tone deaf because everybody's screaming.
Take note, everyone.
Yeah.
The secrets of karaoke.
If you're in the market for a new karaoke song,
yes.
Lips of an Angel.
And then Saturday, I went to the Alice and Olivia presentation, and Katie and I went for a drink after her apartment search.
Cute.
And then it started snowing, and I had to audible out of there before the 10-minute Uber was going to cost me $70.
It was dumping snow. It was really so coming down.
I fell asleep at literally 9 p.m. on Saturday, so I didn't really get to see it.
Yeah.
I was out, like, light.
Didn't really miss much, though, because the snow was coming down. It seemed like it was going to accumulate a lot, and then it ended up being the same amount of snow that we keep getting, which is a generous dusting.
Yeah, big flakes. Big flakes means, did you ever like learn this growing up?
No.
It's like big flakes means it won't last long.
Oh, interesting.
Whereas when it's like really small flakes, it'll last like longer, and it could become like blizzardy because it's like small over time. I don't know if there's like a legitimate science behind that, but I remember my dad telling me that growing up.
I feel like the big flakes probably means that it's more watery.
That could be it. We got like a few inches, but I feel like it hasn't been a super snowy winter.
It's just snowed a lot.
Like many times.
Like frequent.
Yeah.
But not like volume.
Like previous winters, I feel there's been one or two snow days for the whole winter when it didn't even stick to the ground.
True.
This winter has been so cold and so gray.
Yeah. Well, Groundhog saw...
And not the vibe.
Didn't the Groundhog predict 6 more weeks of winter?
He did.
So that Perfect. Fucker really set us up for success here.
I'm upset about that.
Freaking freezing. How was your night? You had a crazy night Friday night.
Guys, I was... My Friday was not a cute, chill dinner
you
party.
You were out till like 5 a.m., weren't you?
No, literally, I was out until like 4 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Like a freaking psychopath, which happens to me like once a quarter, I feel like. So this is definitely my quota for my quota for the quarter.
What did your Aura ring say?
So actually, for so, like, I must have slept so well because my Aura ring said that I was fine.
Oh.
And I felt okay. But I like really forced myself asleep until 10:30 a.m. So I got like 6.5 hours, I think, or like 6 hours.
Yeah.
So it said I was fine. Like I went for like a run Saturday.
That says nothing to me though. That tells me nothing about your night because you do that every time.
I do. I wanted to go to Barry's on Saturday morning, but I was like, can't really turn a 4 a.m. night into like a 7 a.m. Barry's. Like that would be a little... I have done it before. But
that's just hard on your body.
This time I chose.
There's no need.
I chose to avoid.
It's the weekend. There's no need.
I know.
Especially when it's 20 degrees. Yeah. There's no need to rush out of bed. True.
You didn't miss anything happening at 7 a.m.
Correct.
You really didn't.
I didn't. But my Friday night was insane. We started. So I was on FaceTime with two of my friends who like also didn't have plans. And we were like, should we go get a drink or like go to dinner? What's the vibe? And we couldn't figure out what to do. And I just happened to be scrolling on Resy. And there was one reservation for three people that popped up at Raoul's, which is like one of my favorite restaurants, honestly, in the city. It's so good. And also so hard to get a reservation at for 7:45 p.m. And I was like, snag, snag, snag. So then the three of us ended up going to Raoul's last minute. And it happened to be, I guess, the 15... So Raoul's has been, and for those who don't know, Raoul's is kind of like an iconic, like, sceney, but kind of old New York-y restaurant in Soho on Prince Street. And they used to, like, Madonna used to eat there, like, all these, like, really famous people. But it's, like, very casual, and they just do, like, French-American food. And it, like, looks like a dive bar inside. Like, it's nothing to write home about. But in the back, there's, like, all these paintings, and it's just really cute. Also very small. And so anyways, they've been filming a documentary, I guess, for 15 years. And Friday night happened to be the 15th or the like final day of recording this documentary. And so there were film crews all over Raoul's, like recording tables and recording like different parts of the night. And the three of us ended up getting pretty drunk. And then I happened to see this woman who I... Like when I used to, I think we used to talk about this on the podcast, but I used to go to all these crazy parties at this penthouse in New York City with these like CEO of that company. Do you remember when I was doing that in like COVID years and stuff?
Yeah. No. Wait, what?
Remember like the penthouse at 50 West? It was like, it was like a lot of gay parties.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I used to like go to all these parties.
I remember the fantastic gays of the penthouse parties. I remember you telling
me. So
this.
I met this woman there like years ago and I like see her all the time in the city, like whenever I'm with this group of gays. And she's this PR girl. She does like a lot of PR for the Kardashians and she's like best friends with Simon Huck and she's just like in the scene. Kinda. Yeah. And so I see her at Raoul's and I'm like, I'm not going to say her name, but I'm like, hey, like, how's it going? Whatever. And so we start catching up and she happens to be with the owner of Raoul's. And so she...
You have said this restaurant 4 different ways.
Really?
you just called it Raoul's.
Raoul's.
There was an H in there that time. Yeah. Raoul's. Raoul's.
Raoul's.
You got it.
Raoul's.
Raoul's.
I've been making up names.
That's fine. We know what you're talking about.
Anyways, she is sitting with the owner of Raoul's and she's helping to like, I'm assuming she's like helping them with PR or something, or she's just friends with them. I don't really know what was going on, but she was with them and they had these like massive cameras. And so she introduces us to the owner of Raoul's and they put us in the documentary and then they invite us to this burlesque show that they're having at Raoul's that night to celebrate the like final whatever of this
the finale
of this thing are happening.
Wait, I love it.
And so at 11:30 they start having like burlesque dancers that are coming down from the spiral staircase and doing a performance on the bar, and it was like a whole thing. We left like right at the beginning.
Were they naked?
They I assume that they would have gotten naked. We didn't stay for the whole burlesque show because we'd already been there for like 3 hours. So okay. The three of us were kind of like, I think we want a different, like a change of scenery. And so we watched like the beginning of the burlesque show, but then we ended up kind of just scooting out.
Got it.
And so then I took them to a gay bar. So we went to Pieces because one of my gays ended up meeting us there. And so it was 4 of us and we were like, let's take them to Pieces, which does drag shows and stuff like that. And I always bring like company parties to pieces, like after the thing. So like for my holiday party, I brought everybody to pieces after. Yeah. They do a drag show. It's like a fun, whatever, like hole in the wall bar in the West Village.
Never brought me there.
I know.
What gives?
Always, I know.
He always brings everybody there but us.
No, we've
guys,
never.
I will.
We've never gotten the invite to pieces.
I will. We haven't had the opportunity. But after, honestly, after we went Friday, now I'm kind of like, okay.
I'm like, it's every fun. Single time that we go out seems like an opportunity that we yeah. could go there.
Yeah.
And we should. We honestly should start going because it's so fun.
Okay, well.
So we go to pieces.
Waiting for the invitation.
Next time we're out, we definitely will. We can do like a dinner to pieces night.
Okay, I love it.
It'll be fun.
I love it.
So we go to pieces. They have a drag show. The drag queen decides that she hates our friend Emily, like literally hates her. I don't know what was going on. I think it's like a drag queen persona or something.
Pick one person in the crowd.
They
to
pick
be,
one person in the crowd to be,
to a, be your enemy.
Yeah, to yeah. literally be their enemy.
It's like a comedy show.
Yeah, it's like part
I kinda
of the bit.
Love that.
And they just happened to pick Emily, which honestly, thank God they picked our friend, because she, I feel like, can like take that.
She
thought
it
was funny and kind of like loved it. But she,
that could be a night ruiner. If you're the wrong person, if you yeah. choose the wrong person, that's a night ruiner.
I know.
If you are like being shat on by someone,
no, in this drag
in front queen, of everyone,
this drag queen was like mean. Like at first, it was like started off as kind of a joke where she was like "shut up" or something like that. Like yeah. I don't know, like started like yelled at her. But then a little bit later, I didn't get this on video, but she goes "shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up," like over and over again, directly to our friend, to the point where it was like scary.
And I would have left.
I was not laughing anymore, but our friend was laughing. She like thought it was hilarious.
Okay, well, good.
Everybody else is like, what is going on? And then our friend turns to me and she's like, I think it's because I didn't tip her.
I mean,
which could have been, honestly. But so that was that. We end up meeting these two guys at pieces. One of them, I guess, like used to follow me on TikTok forever ago.
Okay.
And so I had heard him like turn to his friend and be like, I used to follow that kid on TikTok. And then our friend introduces herself to him. And then it turns out he's friends with all of these like mutuals that we all happen to have. Not that like you guys, there were like other mutuals, because I know I told you guys the one mutual, which is the older brother of somebody that you guys know from school.
Oh,
yes.
It's
yes.
like his best friend from growing up. But then there were a lot of other mutuals from other random friend groups that this guy also happened to be friends with. It was
small
like a very
world,
small world
man.
Situation.
Small world.
And so then we end up becoming friends with these two guys. The one is definitely interested in me. And like I kept like touching me, like, you know, trying to like make a move. And we end up leaving with them from pieces to go to this other bar, Marie's something.
Marie's Crisis.
Yeah, that one.
Marie's yes. Crisis.
Piano bar.
Yeah, yeah.
That place has been around forever.
So then we went to Marie's Crisis. As we're on the way to Marie's Crisis, I realize I don't have my wallet. And so then I'm like, fuck, I remember I took my, which
and
is a
And then
whole,
he shot us a text saying, guys, fuck, someone stole my wallet.
No, guys, this is like a whole scenario.
And I woke up to this text of Adam's, someone stole my wallet at the gay bar. I was like, oh my God.
Guys, I was spiraling.
Freaking out for you.
I was spiraling because this is like a really nice card holder that I bought in Paris like 6 or 7 years ago. And I just has sentimental value to
well,
me.
And
I feel
it's
like
all your credit cards.
Yeah.
I didn't even care about the credit cards. I was more so, well, I mean, my ID would have been very inconvenient, but I was more so like, I loved this wallet, like card holder so much.
I was going to say, do you have a Maryland ID?
Yeah.
You can just order it online.
Oh,
it really isn't hard to get a new one of those, but
Drunk yeah. Adam was not having any of that. I basically, we're walking with this group of guys to Marie's whatever crisis.
You and were having a crisis.
And then I realized I don't have my wallet and I start having a legitimate crisis. I'm like, I gotta go. I start sprinting back to pieces because I remember that I took my wallet out of my pocket and put it on the table at pieces to tip the coat check people. To like get yeah. cash out of my wallet to tip the coat check people. But then I didn't remember putting my wallet back in my pocket. So then I'm sprinting back to pieces. I'm talking to the bouncer. I'm like, hey, I left my wallet here. Has anybody given you guys anything? He's like, no. I go to the coat check. I'm like, bro, I know you have my wallet. Like, it's got to be here. He's like, no. I point to a camera. I'm like, who has access to that camera? Because I need to find a slot. He was like, we're obviously not going to look at the camera right now. Like, you can come back tomorrow. And I was like, and then I start freaking out because then I'm like, my wallet's done. Like, somebody 100% stole it. Even if I see on the camera who took it, like,
how
what am I
going
to do with that information?
The police are going to be like,
what
right.
am I going to do? Follow a police report for yeah. my like.
Well, they're going to be like, we have bigger fish to fry.
They're going to be like, no, Adam, like relaxing, buy a new card holder. And so then anyways, I leave pieces and then I start actually having a breakdown and I call Alex and I start sobbing about how I don't have a wallet and how I am poor now. And I was just like having
spiral.
I was spiraling. And I was like, I need you to call me an Uber. Like, I can't even call an Uber anymore because I don't have my credit card. It's like
your phone doesn't work.
Like, I had to freeze my credit cards. And then I was freaking out because I had my, like, corporate card in there. And I couldn't figure out how to freeze my corporate card. Oh, the
corporate card.
And so I was like, they're going to spend all my corporate money. And blah, 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 blah. I was literally having a mental breakdown. And so then meanwhile, this other group is full on waiting for me in the street. And they'd been waiting for a while while I'm sobbing my eyes out on the phone with Alex. Like, but yeah. Not like sobbing. I was just being like drunk, pouty at him. I was like,
no, like freaking out. I'd be freaking out too.
I was freaking out. And so I decide that I'm an Irish exit and go home because I was like, my night's over. Like, I lost my wallet. This
is it for me. Money to spend.
Did you tell them what was happening?
No, they were just like in the street, like having a good old time.
No, but before you went back.
Oh, yeah. I told them, I don't know. I think I left my wallet there. I need to go get it. One of them convinces me to come back. I end up going out for the rest of the night and they were like, we'll pay for your drinks and then we'll send you home in an Uber. Like, it's okay. Like, stop being dramatic. And then I came back down to earth. We end up in a million other bars. The final bar we end up at is this bar called Barracuda in Chelsea. It's like 3 a.m. at this point.
You really migrated.
We went everywhere. Yeah. It's 3 a.m. at this point. I was actually dead sober because I had stopped drinking because I was in such a bad mood about the swallow.
So that's probably why your Oura Ring said you were fine.
True. Because I like really only drank a Rawls.
And you got your exercise in.
Yeah.
And I got my exercise in running all over the place. I was straight up sprinting through the streets of the West Village trying to find my wallet. Anyways. We're at Barracuda. One of our friends is a little drunk. And so I go to get her phone to call her an Uber home. I go into her purse and my wallet is there. And I'm like, bro, are you kidding me? And she's like, oh, I thought you knew I had it. I was like, no.
Did you tell her you'd lost it?
Yes, everybody knew.
That's why I'm yeah. so everybody knew. Because then you texted and you were like, oh, she was just holding on to it.
Yeah. Also, we wake up to the text that Adam lost his wallet and then he updates us like an hour later. Oh, don't worry. I found it.
Okay, but...
I was panicking for you.
No. She wasn't just holding on to it. Right. Like, I think she grabbed it off the counter and put it in her bag and she didn't know she had it until I looked in her purse. And then yesterday she was like, maybe I was just like playing a prank on you. And I was like, well, it worked. I was crying in a disaster.
Oh my God. So always check the purse.
Always check the drunk girl's purse.
Always check the drunk girl's purse.
Guys, but I found the wallet, so it's okay. And then the rest is history.
Well, thank God. You should put
that's my Friday night.
An air tag in it.
It's too small.
one of those cards.
Oh, there's that's a card. Good idea.
A card air tag now.
I should
you
do
can
that.
Put it in. So then you would
That's
know
good idea.
And you'd be like, wait, it says it's with us.
Yeah.
Who has it?
Guys, what
who's trying to rob me blind?
No, literally. Oh my God. This whole other thing happened. This is like a short end of the story, but that guy who I mentioned was like trying, like I felt like was going to try to hook up with me. He literally, we're at this one bar. He looks me directly in the eyes and I could tell was about to dive in for a kiss and literally leans forward and I skirt so fast. I'm like, oh my God, it's been so fun to get to know you, like wrap Oof. Around and hug him. And I'm like, oh my God, this guy almost just kissed me full on in the mouth.
Narrowly escaped.
Like looking longingly into my eyes for seconds on end. And I was like, what's going on here?
Oh God.
And then dives in.
It's anyways, scary that was out there. Night.
It is scary out there. But you know, we survived.
Yeah.
And here we are.
And you have your wallet.
And I have my wallet. And all is right in the world.
I've
literally been carrying around my wallet like a little newborn child this entire weekend.
I mean, it's one of those things where you don't, like, it's when you don't have your wallet, like I have either lost or had my wallet stolen before. It's like, it feels like a gaping hole.
Yeah.
Because you're like, you feel powerless. It's like,
also,
the lack of ID, you have no identification.
It feels kind of like an invasion of privacy.
Oh, it really is. It really is. I'll never forget when I first moved to the city, I lived in Hell's Kitchen. And I was going to work one day, and I guess my keys were attached to my wallet at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to put it in my work bag and like get to work on time. And it was like a stressful moment. And I had dropped it into the bike path in front of my apartment. And soon after I left, a doctor was biking from downtown uptown to his apartment in Upper West. And he saw it like on the ground, picked it up, and then gave me a call. And that was my first time ever going to the Upper West Side because I had to go pick it up from him.
I remember this.
And I was like, do I give him money? What do I do?
Yeah.
Like, it's like I looked him up. Like, I Googled him and I told my mom what I was doing because I was like, I'm going to this doctor's apartment. And he was like an older guy. And I'm like, is it like patronizing to be like giving him $40? Like, I don't know what the etiquette is. But I wrote him a little note and like gave him a Starbucks gift card. As a thank you.
That's nice.
But I was like, sweet. What are the odds? Like, I guess it happened like right after. Because Hell's Kitchen in some parts, and like the street that I lived on was dicey.
Mm-hmm.
Like that in the wrong hands, and I was such a like a baby child moving to the city, didn't know what I was doing. Like
that was such a funny era for you.
It unlocks. It shows you like that there are good people out there.
Yeah,
100%. You know. But I've also found my fair share of wallets and returned them to people in life.
Wallets are just so easy. Like, I can't wait for the day where I just don't need a wallet, which I guess I don't. I really don't carry it around that Apple often Pay. Unless I need my ID.
Yeah, it's the ID, or they don't take Amex.
Yeah.
Or they don't take Apple Pay. Mm-hmm. Like, my nail salon takes Apple Pay.
Nice.
But they used to not take Apple Pay.
Guys,
and imagine how Apple powerless Pay. You feel if you don't bring your cards and you're like, fuck, you don't take Apple Pay?
True.
What am I going to do?
I'm aligned. I think we're coming up on time, girls.
Oh, yeah.
And well, that's all we have time for. I can't wait for our update next week when we have Boston. And hopefully Colby has a date that leaves the text.
Hopefully Katie has an apartment.
Hopefully Katie has an apartment. Hopefully Doubtful. I get a text back. Just kidding.
A lot of things will happen for us in the month of February. I have no doubt. I feel like this is a good month for us.
It's February already is third. Already going light speeds faster than January went.
Yeah, January took forever. For
January,
sure.
We lived many lives.
We did.
Yeah, but we're in a new one.
We are.
I have nothing else to say. I've given all I could give this morning.
It's been fun. I love ya. See ya.
Bye. My stomach is growling so much.
Are you a hungry girl?
I'm hungry.
I'm a hungry boy.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.